Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the November Energy Update 2025. Hey, guys. So my email is back online, the Nadia at intuitionbynadia.com, and the website is back up. So thank you for your patience, guys. Okay. So if you have been tracking the world news, you can see the momentum of disrupted events. They are picking up speed, guys, in positive and negative ways. That said, lies and manipulation are becoming more obvious to people. More people are awakening every day. So this is really exciting. So like I said in last month's update, these dominoes are going to continue to fall, and this is going to speed up all the way through February 2026. So I'm going to talk to you about what I'm getting. I will say with this caveat that timelines are crazy and the energy feels weird and strange, and it's nothing like I've ever experienced. So I am learning with you guys through this process. So what I'm getting is that from November 2025 to February 2026, this is when this massive transition is going to start really taking place. So I'm writing this right now on October 20th. So this is when I'm doing the update, and I feel the sense of something big coming, and it could be coming up this coming week. I don't know. It just feels like I can't quite put my finger on it. I can only say that it feels like nothing I've ever felt before. So it feels like unprecedented change. And the only thing I can compare this feeling to is with the pandemic. In January 2020, I did my energy update for the year, and I had this feeling that something that was going to occur that year that was going to change the way we live our daily lives. And I have that same sort of intuition now. But this doesn't feel like a virus or something to be afraid of. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like something that's going to change our daily lives. I just don't know what that means. I don't know if that means a system is going to change. I don't know. I just know that's the feeling. So I also know that this will be for the benefit of all, even if it doesn't seem like it at first. So there's a sense of like a hard stop, that same feeling of like something ending and something new beginning. And in that liminal space, we're going to be in that liminal space for a little while that might be uncomfortable. It doesn't feel devastating. It just might be uncomfortable. But I feel like, again, like the pandemic, there's an invitation to use this time to open to new solutions, to prepare for the new. So what I need to understand, and what I do understand, is that there's going to be a continuum on how people experience this. Just like, again, with the pandemic, some suffered. Some people died. Some people lost jobs. Some people thrived. Some people had breakthroughs. Some people had breakdowns. Some people made more money. Some people lost money. I mean, it was a massive range of how people managed the pandemic. But all of us had to face a change in one way or another. And we were all altered because of that time period. And that is what I'm feeling. We will be altered as a world due to this. I mean, again, I hate to bring up tragedies, but it's like 9/11. There's this sense of something massive that's altering everybody. And again, I don't know what this is. And I don't feel like there might be some, you know, things that feel uncomfortable, but it doesn't feel like something I feel afraid of. So do that with that what you will. So when I'm tuning to November, I keep being shown more of a time frame from November to February. They don't want me to focus just on November. So they're showing me like November to February. So like this is a block of time that feels like it begins in November and sort of ends in February. So I don't know what that means. Also, I'm just telling you the way I'm seeing it. So overall, I'm sensing three stages over the coming months that are leading us into really positive energy around spring 2026. So the beginning energy does feel like a little bit of fear, disorientation, loss. And again, I'm tuning to the collective, guys, not necessarily us, but the collective in general. While the old crumbles, there's going to be disruption in one way or another, okay? But the next stage quickly on its heels is positive change, revelations, emotional clearing, more awakening, people coming together. I'm seeing a really quick turnaround. I'm not seeing years like the pandemic. It doesn't feel like, it feels like, oh my God, this is crazy. And now I have to deal with this. I mean, the only analogy I keep coming back to is childbirth, is the discomfort of childbirth, of the fear of going into childbirth and the pains and the, you know, the unknown of the powerlessness when you're in the middle of childbirth and then you get this baby, you know, and then you have to heal and you have to patch yourself up and you're still learning and, but it's still a positive journey. So that's the only analogy that I think really speaks to what I'm feeling. So then finally, again, around this springtime, I'm feeling like grounded renewal, new ideas, new systems, like out with the old, in with the new. Like that was the phrase I heard for spring 2026, like out with the old, in with the new. So I just want to tell you, this is a positive thing. It's leading us somewhere good and it's not going to be long, this discomfort that I'm feeling. I will say though, guys, and I've told you this again, the Federation of Light has said this, and I am also getting this. There will be another quote unquote lockdown, but it feels more like a stage two thing. Like it's almost like, oh no, we have to like control people because they're realizing it's all some bullshit. So it feels like a manipulation that's very short-lived. So I'm not, again, not sure what that is, but that's how it feels to me. So continue to hold the vision of what you want to see in your life, in the world, because this is our time to really plant those seeds now. And how, you know, where you are at is how you're going to go through this transition, okay? If people are in victim energy, it's going to be a rough ride, guys. And we have to be there to hold the light for people. I know I've repeated this ad nauseum, but I have to keep repeating it. So we're going to be called, a lot of us, to be the stabilizer for many. So it's really important to really keep your energy intact during this time. So I kind of feel like we might be starting the holiday months with some collective instability, like right out of the gate. Like I feel like November's coming in hot in that way. It feels like a roller coaster, November, to me. I feel like there's going to be ups and downs. There might be more economic stuff. There might be leadership uncertainty, not only here, but everywhere. Weather volatility again, like sudden shifts. Like the overall thing is like bringing up survival programming in the collective, okay? But November feels like it's another turning point month where it's like, the material reality is going to show you your energetic truth, and you cannot run from this anymore. It's been getting bigger and it just feels like we're hitting a sort of top of the mountain point. So this is the time that we have to claim our inner authority, and however you need to do that, you need to do that. So anywhere there's false stability, it's going to be revealed. So if someone is like, oh, I need to shop in order to feel good, like that's going to be taken from you. Like that's the feeling. It's kind of like if I'm using something to run away, that in a fault from myself, whatever that is going to be disrupted. So I cannot use what I've always used to avoid myself. That is the way I'm feeling it. So that's what I'm feeling happening in November specifically. So it's really about, where's the false stability? Where am I pretending I'm okay where I'm not? And that's going to show up in the outer world and in your inner world and with people around you. So as we've discussed, guys, it is more important than ever to trust your own instincts and listen and follow the breadcrumbs of your own path. I have been shown over and over that everyone's path through this transition is unique. So in order to make your own personal road ahead smooth, continue to practice self-soothing and self-empowerment. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Self-soothing is when I feel negative emotion, I do something about it. Self-empowerment is when I'm feeling disempowered, I look right at it and I talk myself back into my power. So if I'm feeling, you know, in one of the greatest things is what is important to me. When I'm feeling disempowered, I have to lean into the way I pivot is going, what's really important to me here? What am I afraid of? And what's really important to me? Because guys, there's a really big treasure in all of us that I feel like is going to be unearthed during this transition. Your true power, your true calling, your true self is going to be unearthed during this time. So it's super exciting on one end and super uncomfortable because there's a lot of unknowns on the other end. Because guys, I will be honest, there are going to be storms, okay? But let this period of change change you for the better. Embrace the unexpected. This is the time to trust yourself and remember who you are and why you came here. Because guys, the systems are crumbling, okay? And this has to occur for the new solutions to come in. Most people have been lied to their entire existence. They've been talked out of their power. They've been talked out of their gifts. They've been talked out of the truth of who they are. And this is the time that people remember. And we are a part of this. So again, I don't feel like there's anything to fear. But at the same time, it's super important to anchor your energy in that truth. We want everyone on the planet to know their true power. We want old negative and limiting attachments to be released, and we want to step into the truth of who we are. That is our goal. So those who are going to be beginning this journey are going to need us. So part of what I need to bring up, and again, I don't want to bring up fear with this, but I am seeing financial turmoil, similar again to the pandemic where there was like craziness, not exactly like that, but again, a disruption. This does not mean that you personally need to suffer any financial turmoil. Again, like I will speak for myself, I thrived and my husband and I thrived and my kids during the pandemic. But it is a time to listen to your intuition and remind yourself that you are the creator of your prosperity. So you don't have to do this through fear. It's more of an inspiration to solidify your abundance beliefs right now, okay? Because survival fear is going to be triggered on a collective level, and it's going to get easy to get sucked into that. And so again, holding your own vibration is going to be crucial. So we're all going to come out of this better is the end of the story, but we're about to go through childbirth. So I've been feeling, guys, this energy for like 10 months now. One of the things I joke with my friends is like, I'm always early and intuition is so tricky. Like I have friends where I predicted stuff 10 years later, it happens, 5 years later, it happened. So it's so tricky, but I do trust myself. So it does feel like we're right at the heels of something. And I want to keep reminding you that anything that feels like a loss is part of the divine plan and is opening us to more love, harmony, peace, and oneness, okay? So this is the things to do and to kind of watch out for. I don't really like using that word this month and in the coming months. So number one, listen to your intuition. Guys, if you are not meditating, if you are not writing, if you are not doing the work, do it. Clear blocks, meditate, ground, keep your energy clean. Whatever it takes to connect to your inner voice, okay? Because there's going to be a lot of noise. More noise than we've even had so far this year. And it's been a rocky one. Second, seek clarity and truth. There's going to be manipulation. There's going to be confusion on the rise, okay? There's going to be dark truth coming out. There's going to be a lot happening. So having clarity and truth and knowing the difference between a truth and a lie and knowing when something dark is coming out, but it's a good thing, so it actually stops, these types of things. Having discernment, super important. Again, I've talked about it 1,000 times. I repeat myself so that it gets in. It's like with a child. If you keep repeating it, it gets in. So thirdly, be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with others. Because anything that is hidden is going to come and bite you in the ass right now. Okay? So what you have repressed will be expressed, y'all. So be honest. Number four, face your fears. Wherever you still feel powerless or afraid, it will be revealed to you if you don't clean it up first. So release self-doubt and express and release any repressed or old emotions that you don't want to take with you, whether that is grief or powerlessness or victim energy or resentment or anger, whatever it is, guys, you got to do the work. I had this long conversation with my husband this weekend about priorities. In terms of what I see with my friends and clients is people say that certain things are their priority, but they're not really living that. So get really clear with yourself. What is really important to you? What are your priorities for you? And every day, water that plant. Give energy to those priorities. Because you can't prioritize health and wellness and not be stretching or not be moving your body or not be meditating. I mean, this is the time to really look at yourself in the mirror and face what you're really choosing and decide if it's working for you or not. I love you all so much. Thank you for all of your support. And let's do this. Have an amazing November, and I will be back in December. Thanks so much, guys.